Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I found him in time. His wife said, I'm so glad he found me in time. I was lost in sin. But Jesus came and took me in spite of me. I'm so glad he found me just in time. Hallelujah. I found yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to say good morning. Yes. Rogers Chapel is almost noon, I believe. So I wanted to say good morning to you. Good morning to all Rogers Chapel and CLLC that's out there and well represented in the audience and in the pulpit. It's an honor. It's a privilege. And as always, it's an awesome responsibility to come to you and profess the word of God. I want to recognize my pulpit associates, Reverend McMillan, Reverend Riley, my lovely wife that's hiding, and to all of God's saints. I don't know about you, but God is certainly the head of my life. So he is utmost when I recognize people, I start with him. I want to come to you this afternoon from two portions of scripture. One is from Luke, that was read earlier by Reverend Riley. Chapter 17 of Luke, I'm going to read less than he did. And then from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'll let you know where I'm at as I read. Luke 17, I'm going to start with the 15th verse. And it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, he glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And then I want to go to 1 Thessalonians 5, start with 16. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When you hear somebody say, I'm just doing God's will. God's will is that you give him thanks. That's right. You know, if I had a month to preach, I teasing my grandson, I told him about how long I was going to preach because I ain't preached in a while. So. But if I had a month, the whole month of November, to teach about Thanksgiving, I would do a series of sermons. But since I only have time for one sermon, yet I got so much to consider when it comes to thanking God. For all that he's done for you and you and you and me. And more than that, who he is. So I had to make a compromise. So what I'd like to offer for our edification, I call it a duology of thanksgiving. That's one sermon comprising two topics. CLLC is used to me making up words. I didn't make that one up.
We don't make up words.
But I didn't make that one. Duology is a good word. So a duology of thanksgiving. And the two subtopics are healed and made whole. And the other one is attitude of gratitude. Thanking God for His grace.
Oh, yes.
You know, this Thursday, people from all over the world, certainly all over the United States, from all walks of life, in all different situations and circumstances, they'll sit down on Thursday with their families and their friends, and they'll celebrate a holiday we call Thanksgiving. So what is Thanksgiving? It's grateful acknowledgement of favors or gifts. The act of giving thanks, especially to God, for all His many blessings, the greatest of which is His only Son. An unspeakable gift and the true motive for Christian living. But today I'm just pondering, how much thanksgiving will there really be? Will the prayer before the meal be one of thanksgiving and gratitude for what God has done for you and yours?
Mm-hmm.
Or will it be a quick word or two? Because many will be trying to get through Thanksgiving so that they can get to Black Friday.
Come on.
Well,
I don't know about you, but I can speak for my family. When we finish eating and can't clear the table all quick enough to start divvying up the newspaper. Huh? See who got what on sale and how early you got to be there. I looked at my email this morning. It was filled with Black Friday. Y'all better pray with me today. But will someone pause and ponder back over their lives and thank God from where He's brought you from?
Yes.
If it were not for Him, where would you be?
My Lord, my God.
This holiday season causes many of us to be reflective. I know I am. And there's a song that says, "When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed." I got a testimony. I can go back over my own life and wonder how I got over, wonder how I got here, because I didn't do anything, but God got me here in spite of me. No matter how hard I tried to get loose and to go wild, God somehow pulled me in. Somehow He brought me through.
Yes.
And I just want to thank Him.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This season, a season with a reason. A season that should be entered into with an attitude of gratitude.
That's right.
Luke records in his gospel a story about a leper who encountered Jesus in a certain village and was healed, and more than that, he was made whole.
That's right.
While the scripture coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul sends an instructive letter offering practical application of Jesus' teachings. It's an attitude of gratitude is what he's teaching. What I'm going to do today is make an attempt with God's help to tie these two scriptures together, using one to inform the type of lifestyle that we should live as Christians, and the other as an example of how it works.
All right now.
An attitude of gratitude. What can you get from that? What will an attitude of gratitude gain me? Well, I'll look at the other side first. That the slightest thing go wrong in your life,
come on now,
you cop an attitude.
Come on now.
Don't take much. It can rain. You get mad with the weather.
Come on now.
Cop an attitude. But what about when things go right?
All right now.
What about when you got up this morning and I can't speak for everybody else, but some parts of your body was working. Some things weren't working as good as others, but it was enough working that you got up out of your bed and somebody ought to say, thank you. Gratitude. Gratitude is to be content with God's timing and his wise appointment. Gratitude is to follow in the steps of the master like Paul did. Paul was able to say that he learned contentment no matter what the circumstance, whatever state that I'm in. Preach, Sister Bullock. We can't do anything about what we've gone through.
Come on now.
And we don't know what lies ahead that we might have to go through. But we can thank God for right now. No matter what you might be going through, no matter what your situation of your circumstances, it could have been worse. So you ought to thank him. You can find something to thank him about. Paul says in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Paul says again with his letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:6, he says, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
Amen.
Woke up this morning. Songwriter says, with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes, so good.
I didn't feel no doubt.
Hallelujah.
You got up like that when you feel like you could take on the world because God got you up and God started you out, and you start out bright and bushy-tailed and bright-eyed and If you're not careful, the world will try to beat it out of you, though.
Yes, it will.
But you can hold on if you just go on through the day saying to God, thank you, Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes. Amen.
This contentment that Paul speaks about comes from a place of absolute trust in God. I don't know what the future holds, but I know that God holds my hand, because
yes.
God holds the future.
Yes, 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 Lord.
There's nothing that my God can't take me through.
That's right.
In the process, we stop running. If we stop running after things that we need from Him, and start running after Him.
All right.
Gratitude. Thank God for grace.
Yes.
With God's grace, we live more and more in peace and rest instead of stress and fear.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
So how does this attitude of gratitude benefit us? I want to share with you three ways that it benefits us. It benefits us from a human perspective. It benefits us from a spiritual perspective. And it bounds the enemy and releases the supernatural power of God. The benefits from a human perspective.
Yes.
Kevin Eikenberry, in an article he entitled The Power of Gratitude, he says that science tells us that an attitude of gratitude is a good health choice.
All right.
See, being more grateful more than often makes us happier and optimistic.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to be thanking somebody with your lip poked out. You know, when you're thanking somebody, you're happy and optimistic. And again, writing in Psychology Today, Neil Burton, a psychiatrist and a philosopher, says, gratitude never comes easily to us humans and is a diminishing virtue in these times. What he's talking about is in our what's in it for me society.
All right.
We focus on what we lack or what other people have that we don't. Whereas gratitude is the feeling of appreciation for what we do have.
Oh, yes.
Let me give you an example. Instead of enjoying your Nissan, you peering out the window because you're too busy, too envious of somebody's Mercedes.
Come on now.
Is that right? Can't even enjoy what we have. Because I'm too busy trying to figure out what I can get. Gratitude for God's grace is the recognition that all the good in our life comes from something that is outside of us and outside of our control. That's what we don't like. We like to be large and in charge, but this is God's world.
That's right.
Yes.
And nothing happens in this world unless God or God either lets it happen or God makes it happen.
All right.
But he's in control of it all.
Yes.
So don't worry about what someone else has. Just appreciate what you got.
Yes.
And give thanks.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I got up this morning and I didn't eat, but it's not because I didn't have it. Is that right?
Amen.
We need to thank God for what we have. We turn up our nose at food. I don't want that.
All right now.
Number two, we benefit from a spiritual perspective. Martin Luther, who is the father of the Protestant Reformation, he spoke of gratitude as the basic Christian attitude. I know the CME churches got a theme going down it. Back to the basics. In Martin Luther, the father of Protestantism, he says it's the basic Christian attitude, an attitude of gratitude. Just glad to be here. Joyce Meyer says in an article that she wrote that she called thankfulness the key to having the life you really want. When you are grateful, the key to having the life you really want, Joyce says, thankfulness. It releases God's power in our life. On the other hand, an ungrateful attitude is what bothers God most. Myers say that we need to learn to appreciate our trials a lot more than we do, because they're what makes us grow and mature in godly character. Sometimes you have to go through something in order to get to something. The key is to keep saying, I trust God.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And I believe that God will work it out to my good.
Yes.
Romans 8:28 says, and all we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them which are the called according to his purpose. God will work it out. So if you want victory in your life, all you have to do is adopt a lifestyle of thanksgiving. You see, if you can manage to be thankful in every situation, really believing that God is working everything out for your good, you will end up with the victory every time.
That's right.
It's important to express our gratitude to God. Thanking God breaks the power of the enemy. You know, your situations and my situations and our circumstances may sometimes bring us down, but they can't keep you down.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And the third point is that an attitude of gratitude bounds the enemy. You know, you ever think your way out of your woes and your bad situation? When you're sick, nagging pain, and something just don't seem like it's gonna go away. When the devil gets you there, he tries to take everything out of you. Why don't you just lay down and give up?
All right now. Talk to us. Lord have mercy.
But in the midst of your pain and anguish and whatever you're going through, if you can just say, thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Got a pain in my back. But at least I know I got a pain in my back because I can feel it.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. When we give God our thanks and praise the way that the Bible tells us to, we release a supernatural authority over whatever situation we are facing. Praise your way out of it. Sing your way out of it. Shout your way out of it. Thank your way out of it. Biblical Thanksgiving is not just a worldly holiday tradition or just a religious activity, but it should be an everyday spiritual tool. It frees us from stress and pressure while God is getting personally involved on our behalf. When we are grateful, thankful Christians, powerful supernatural forces from heaven are released that cause this thing to work the way that they should.
Yes.
Rejoice.
Yes, sir, God.
Evermore.
Yes.
Pray. Mm-hmm. Without ceasing. In everything.
Everything.
Give thanks.
Yes.
For this is the will of God and Christ concerning you.
Oh.
Rejoice.
Yes, sir.
Always. Not just in the happy times when everything is going right, but in sorrows, rejoice.
That's right.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Rejoice.
Because you see, your joy is not based on your circumstances.
All right,
now. See, circumstances change.
Oh, yes, they do.
But God never changes.
Yes.
Rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute. You see this word rejoice? It means to return to the source of your joy.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get that. Rejoice. It means return to the source of your joy. You know that the true source of our joy is Christ, and that will never go away, so I can always rejoice.
Yes, rejoice.
In the midst of the storm, the storm is all around me, but unless I let the storm in me, then I can rejoice and return to the source of my joy. And when I start to praise Him, when I start to thank Him, He opens up His doors and lets me in, and I can rejoice. The scripture in Luke says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Yes.
And one of them,
one.
When he saw he was healed, he turned back.
Yes.
Rejoice. He said, I could go on, but that's the source of my joy that I need to go back. I need to rejoice.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
When he went back with a loud voice, he glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
It might not be what I had in mind, where I thought I ought to be by now. But Lord, I thank you for where I am. When I look all around me and I see where others are, I say thank you, Lord, because I can look.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
We try to look up all the time. Everybody's doing better than me. Not everybody. You look in the wrong direction, turn around. And when you turn around, you can rejoice and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Return to the source of your joy. And I guarantee you, where joy meets prayer, you'll find gratitude. Pray your way out of it. Thank your way out of it. When you're going through something, rejoice. When things are not going your way, rejoice. When the world overwhelms you and you don't know which way to turn, rejoice.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. Because it's the will of God. It said that you don't have to enjoy what you're going through, but because it's God's will, He guarantees you that you can go through.
Come on now.
You can make it with God on your side. All you have to do is keep right on. Holding on to His hand. Keep right on thinking and keep right on calling His name.
Yes, thank you, God.
Keep right on saying, Lord.
Lord.
I know that I'm going through something now.
Yes.
All of us are going through something.
Yes.
So you might not be going through what I'm going through, but everybody is going through something.
Come on, yes.
And I know we get tired on this journey. Sometimes it'll weigh you down and you feel like throwing up your hands and quit. But I'm telling you, all you have to do is say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. I got up this morning. I put on my own clothes and I got most of my right mind. I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I believe I can run on just a little bit longer. And if I get tired on this journey, I'm going to turn around and rejoice. I'm going back to the source of my joy. In His hand.
Yes.
All you have to do is call Him.
Yes.
When you don't think you can go any further, call Him. When you're experiencing those pains, like I've never had one like that before, call Him.
Yes.
Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
I can feel my pain.
Yes,
thank you.
Hallelujah, God.
Lord. And He turned back and went to Jesus. I can only speculate why He returned. He may have been choosing to come pray and to thank Him because He knew where His power came from. But in the text, when He came back to praise the Lord, He did it with a loud voice. He did it unashamed. You ever sit in the church and people are afraid to praise the Lord? Because somebody might look at you funny. He did it unrestrained. He didn't care what others thought. He came back because although he had been healed, he had not been made whole. He came back because although he had realized and felt the power of God, he had not yet been empowered.
Thank you, God.
Some of us, like the lepers in the text, have been healed because out of desperation, we humbly call on the name of Jesus. But we've not been made whole because we forgot to thank him. We forgot to rejoice and return to the source of our joy. And when you go back, do it with an attitude.
Thank you.
Got attitude. People say, I think he's lost his mind. He got an attitude about it. But an attitude of gratitude that everywhere you see me, I need to be thanking him. Every situation I'm in, I need to be thanking him. I got an attitude.
Yes.
Healed and made whole. Operating with attitude of gratitude. And you go into this Thanksgiving holiday. Make people think you've lost your mind. Just want to thank you, Lord. When I look around and see my family and all of them are doing pretty good, I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
I got an attitude,
yes,
of gratitude. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, we just thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you for your grace.
Thank you.
Because we didn't deserve it, Lord.
Yes.
But even as undeserving as we are, you came and you touched us and you rescued us, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Could have been the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, God.
But you saw fit that we're still here. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We rejoice.
Yes.
We rejoice.
Thank you, Lord.
We rejoice in your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you,
Lord.
Love on me.
Thank you, Lord.
He has set me free.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God has been so good to all of us.
Mm-hmm.